Dan's Drive and Double Feature presents episode 49, minute 42, the end of week 6 to dismember. Oh, wait a minute, the end of the 6th week to dismember. Yeah, we'll be back. Mary is dreaming that her parents and her brother are stabbing her repeatedly in a hallway. Let's get back to that dream. Yeah, this one is another full minute of Mary getting stabbed, sometimes a negative, sometimes a positive. It looks like she's getting stabbed with a sword, with a knife. I think there's something that looks like a little jabby hand tool kind of thing. I don't quite know what it is, but yeah, they're going crazy on her. She's getting all bloodied up, and by like the last shot of the thing is like at least like two, possibly three different pointy things like stabbing at her, and she's in positive now rather than negative. So yeah, it's the full minute. She makes all the noises. She has one weird one where it's like, kind of, which isn't, you know, as sort of strangely sexy as the rest of these odd noises, but it's a weird, more and more sexual scene along as it goes. I mean, if you think about it, it's a woman standing in a hallway as her family stabs her with pointy things. I don't have to go any further there. Interesting thing I noticed is that, well, as I said, they don't look like her family. I mean, the guy who we saw didn't look like Billy, and then a woman approaches who's the mother, and I thought, well, that's not Miriam Meth. And then you see the guy who's presumably the dad, and I thought, that's not that dad. The dad is like balding and doesn't have too much hair, and this guy has some lovely hair. And there's also, for a brief moment right at the end, there's a fourth person I saw very briefly. I think we'll see more of that in the next one. I don't want to fully say, because it's just a split second, but it looks like there's a fourth person. And then I suddenly realized, sort of, I think what I was looking at, this is footage, obviously this is footage from the original cut of the movie. And this is, in the original cut, in the trailer, we see her in the car pulling up to the haunted house or whatever it is where the movie takes place with the members of the Kent family who got killed earlier. The one who gets the heart pushed out through his chest earlier on, and the one woman gets her head run over by the car. That those people are the people attacking Vicky. Mary. No, it would have been Vicky originally. Now it's Mary here. And the thing that makes that super, well, I don't know, super interesting, maybe overselling the interestingness of this, but there is something about Mary, who may or may not be the killer, waking up in her dream in her sister's bed, as we established last time, and then getting stabbed by people who she thinks are her family members, her nuclear family, but are actually members of her extended family. Basically members of her extended family who she killed, apart from the guy. I don't know who the guy is, but I imagine that a fourth person, I think I saw briefly, looked like a woman, and maybe she thinks that's Vicky, but I think it's the other woman. I think it's the other woman who was there, who she or someone else killed earlier on in the movie in the car sequence with the heart. So I don't know, I just find that interesting. She wakes up in her sister's bed, which she thinks is her own, and then she gets killed by, she thinks, her family members, but they're actually her dad's brother's family doing it, which is a little strange. And there's a lot of lovely, like in the last minute, there's just a lot of sort of, with this languid music playing, and she's just kind of flailing around, and she's getting stabbed, and all these different knives are going at her, and it's pretty gory, and there's like a knife stabbed in the side of her head, and then axe like scrapes down her arm, and there is a point in it, yeah, where there's like an axe against her right arm, this tool, spiky tool thing in her neck, and like a knife. Oh, I thought it was a sword. I guess it's a knife, sort of on her other side, her left side, in going into her neck. So it's a, yeah, she's in a bad way in this dream, and all these people are stabbing at her. Yeah, it's. Oh, and then there's even like a vicious moment, yeah, where the axe hits her in the shoulder, where there's a really nice cut that Doris does to give you really the feel of, ugh. Of course, it's all, you know, set to the music and the sex noises, and yeah, throat slitting and all kinds of crazy ass stuff. And clearly there is a moment about 41 minutes, 30 seconds in where you see the dad, I put that in quotes, sort of raising a knife in the air to stab her. And it's clearly, I think it's clearly not her dad. I think it's that dad from the other scene. So yeah, she's just getting stabbed around a lot. And we'll see how long this goes on. It could go on for the entire next minute. Unfortunately, I hate to leave you guys in a cliffhanger, but this is the end of the sixth week to dismember. So we're going to have to find out in episode 50, woohoo, minute 43, how long Mary keeps getting stabbed and whether this will make her... Maybe she's flashing back to the movie that no longer exists. She was in a timeline where she was in a movie where this happened to her, and it was supernatural and it was strange. That movie suddenly vanished from existence, and now she's in a timeline where she hasn't had much to do up to this point, and she's suddenly flashing back to her parents from the previous movie, who she thinks are the parents from this movie. I don't know, I'm just making this up. Yeah, I guess we're all just making this up. So that's this minute. Let me just wrap up with Doris talks about on the commentary. She talks about something, and I don't know what it is. She talks about she was on HBO, and they were doing something where they were filming a movie. Is that the Incredibly Strange film show? She was on that, right? I haven't seen that show in ages, but I believe she was on that. Maybe that's what they're talking about. Did that air on HBO? I guess it could have, because it was from the BBC. I wonder, because she tells the story that some folks saw her on HBO where she was being filming a movie, and she got all these people call her up and say, you said I was going to be in your next movie and I'm so mad at you, and da 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 da, and you know, Chuck pretends to goof with her on that, and she shuts him down pretty quick. But that's Doris and that's Chuck, and please enjoy this end music for the last, actually you just spent a minute enjoying it on the minute of this movie, but enjoy it some more, and I'll see you guys soon.
Where the ashtray paid? The ashtray was not paid, though.